Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the US Congress earlier today in a speech that lasted well over an hour. Mr. Netanyahu was given several standing ovations during his address, while he thanked American people and the American presidents, including Barack Obama, for what he described as the continued support of Israel during many hard times. The main topic of today's speech to Congress was the possible threats from Iran in the Middle East and if they should be allowed to pursue a nuclear weapons program, of which the Israeli Prime Minister said he was sure was already happening.
Iran not only defies inspectors, it also plays a pretty good game of hide and cheat with them. The UN's nuclear watchdog agency, the IAEA, said again yesterday that Iran still refuses to come clean about its military nuclear program. Iran was also caught twice, not once, twice, operating secret nuclear facilities in Natanz and Qom, facilities that inspectors didn't even know existed. Right now, Iran could be hiding nuclear facilities that we don't know about, the US and Israel.
Both President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden were not in attendance for the address. It's understood the president was taking part in a video conference with European leaders. Mr. Netanyahu said he believed the current deal being negotiated between America and its allies with Iran was a bad one and would allow them to develop nuclear weapons in the future. Speaking later from the White House, President Obama said that in his opinion he heard nothing new in the Israeli Prime Minister's address and that Netanyahu had not given any viable alternatives to the subject of Iran or their nuclear weapons program. The Israeli said both Iran and North Korea have defied nuclear weapons inspectors in the past, and he believed that the current deal that the US was working towards will not stop Iran but will actually pave the way for Iran's path to the bomb. For www.mypurplechair.com, I'm Liam Gleeson.